about 90 seconds to kick off here at IG Field. Riders down 12-9 on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network. It's not all field goals. It's all field goals for the Riders, but it's actually two touchdowns for the Bombers and two missed converts from Mark Leggio, who is now 2-for-5 on converts this season. If he was in BC, he'd have been cut already with his troubles.
Yeah.
And he should have had a single point on the kickoff from midfield. That's 3 points they left on the board. We'll see what that means. That's all great news for the Riders.
I think that if you're the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, you're feeling good about the way this game's playing out. You have managed to score some touchdowns. Defensively, I think that that for them, it's all about, hey, let's stop letting guys leak. Because the big plays the Riders have managed to manufacture, it's been guys leaking out into open spaces. So hopefully the Riders can continue some of the things that they're doing well.
Look at Chrissy Zala on the kickoff return team. The global player just in his second game. They're listing him at defensive end. Coach Dickinson said, yeah, we're going to try and see if he can rush the passer. Big body, great athlete.
Cut it out, Coach.
Hey, he's on kickoff return. If he obliterates somebody, you owe me $100. Just saying.
Yeah, that's not rushing the passer.
I know, but it'll be fun to see. Jamal Morrow, Keen LaFrance will return the kick as the Riders will take the opening possession of the third quarter. And for the second straight game, Mark Leggio cannot keep the ball on the tee. This is the third time it's fallen off in this game.
Yeah, maybe that's what Leggio should do, is blame the tee or the ground, because his kicking has been pretty much like my kicking would have been.
Yeah. He was a great
zero.
Yeah. Great U Sports kicker. Had a little bit of a rough go here.
That solves everything.
Little rough go. And it used to be Justin Medlock, so everybody will wonder. It'll be Morrow from the 15. 25, 30. Can he get outside? He'll be knocked down at the 31-yard line. Their global player, Les Maruo, in on the tackle. Kevin Brown follows. The Riders will start with their offense. And were there some extra words afterward? Was Leggio trash-talking one of the Herdman Reeds? Corner of my eye. I hope that's what it was, because that'd be the second guy that Leggio has been trashing. Luke and I are in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers, best in the bidding business, McDougalBay.com. Fullback in on this one, Kian Schaefer-Baker, the lone receiver to the near side. They'll bring Picton and Kyron to that side. First and 10, hand it off, it's Powell. Cuts back, 30, 35. A bunch of bodies meet him at the 35. Powell for 5 on the first play.
And he gets 5 right away, and already we see not an adjustment by Winnipeg, but they're a little bit hesitant to attack the line of scrimmage. I think they've realized, hey, this is where the gaps are opening up. There, the linebackers kind of hung back and waited for Powell to declare where he was going versus attacking the line of scrimmage and letting Powell do the dictating.
Fajardo has had all kind of time on passing downs, which is what we have on 2nd and 5. Dupuis stays in the backfield, 4-man rush, really, really quickly, and sacked. Willie beat Cam Jefferson hard on the inside. They say the ball's out. Jefferson's going to run to the end zone. Looks like they marked Fajardo down to 25, where it'll be 3rd down.
This is as quick of an inside move as you're going to see in the Canadian Football League. So long, so athletic, and it turns out looking like a stunt, but this was Willie Jefferson setting up the outside rush. And fortunately, Jake Thomas ends up taking contain. That just had bad news written all over it.
John Ryan on to punt. Line of scrimmage is the 25. They could use his foot. Oh, they almost got there. And Ryan hammers one to the 35-yard line. So 50 yards in the air. Two flags down in the illegal block area as Nelson gets 0 return on that one. John Ryan helping to flip the field. And DeMarcus Gates looks a little worse for wear after the punt coverage.
Well, that could have been really bad. A good return could have put Winnipeg into a great situation. Here's the thing. For kids listening out there that play football, if you do end up on special teams and you do make an illegal block or hold someone, don't.
Illegal block. Winnipeg number 16. A 10-yard penalty and a first down.
Don't ever throw your hands up in the air, because that's what the ref looks like. No, honestly, the refs look.
Everybody does it, though.
He threw his hands up in the air. That means he did something wrong. I'm just going to throw this flag, figure out later.
Derek Jones called for the illegal block and maybe a couple extra yards for not knowing how to fake it. You got to cover up for your crimes, right? Bombers, because of the penalty, start first and 10 at their own 23. Nick Dembski in the slot to the right. He had a big catch. And they will flare it out to him. 20, two blockers in front, 25, 30. Mike Adam forces him out of bounds around the 35-yard line. Little hit screen to Dembski, good for a first down.
And credit to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers receivers. The Riders just couldn't get off blocks there. And Dembski was really just free to act as he wanted to. He took it to the outside, and we finally got a body on him to get him out of bounds. But not before the Bombers get this first down.
Damon Webb is into the game in A.J. Hendy's place. We wondered how that switch would happen. Webb is in there at that field halfback spot. Onyeka still down, and Adam still at safety for first and 10 from the 34. Quickly to Dembski, a little out at the 35. Webb forced to make the tackle at the 40. They'll give Dembski the 41 and the pickup of 7.
And right away, Dembski with two balls. Obviously, Buck Pierce saying, let's see what this young Webb kid's got in his arsenal. Let's test him a little bit. And so far, it's worked out in the Bombers' favor.
Second and 3, the Bombers brought in their jumbo package, the extra offensive lineman, Tui Ellie, and the fullback, Mike Miller. Still Kolaros in there, so there'll be no sneak on second and 3 this time. They'll give it to Harris up the middle. Tries to drop his head on Keon Adams. Busted forward across the 45. He moved Keon Adams, and it'll be a Bombers first down.
Yeah, Keon Adams got to work on getting a little bit lower in that situation. By the way, I just looked down at the TV screen. Zach Kolaros has left the field. Not sure why or what's happening, but he's...
You mean Cody Fajardo?
Cody Fajardo. Why do I keep... You know what? Someone else on Twitter pointed that out. I'm sorry, folks. Cody Fajardo has left the field.
That is unexpected. We'll get as much as we can on that as soon as we can. First and 10 from the 46. Oh, sack! Micah Tights busted through with nobody. Kolaros turned to look to his left. There'll be a pre-snap penalty on the Bombers. Kolaros looked to his left, and Micah Tights was in his lap.
Great call here by Shivers. Especially with the attention shown by the Bombers and Zach Kolaros away
offside
from the...
Winnipeg number 10. That penalty is declined. Second down.
Away from the boundary. So they've gone to the field. So Shivers counters by saying, okay, if you're going to look to the field, I'm just going to get in behind you and blitz the weak side. And Zach Kolaros doesn't even see it coming.
And it's a loss of, they call it 5, second and 15 from the 41. Wonder if Fajardo was shaken up when Willie Jefferson got him on the inside move. 11:30 to go here in the third quarter. Five-man pressure. Kolaros a little uncertain. Not on anymore. He dips it to Lawler inside the 50. Lawler a sliding grab. Now a flag down for late contact in the area of that. That'll be a Bombers first down in Rider territory.
Unfortunately, Zach Kolaros was allowed too much time to sit back in the pocket. Really, this is a natural progression of a receiver getting open. Not necessarily.
15-yard penalty enforced from the end of the play and a first down.
Unnecessary roughness on Godfrey. Onyeka moves the ball to the 32.
Well, what I was saying is he didn't necessarily win his route. He just happened to finally come open after a long length of time. As a defensive back, there's only so long you can cover before you're taken out of where you're actually supposed to be in the system.
Onyeka called for the late hit on Lawler. First and 10 Bombers at the Rider 32. Another strong drive for them. Low snap. Kolaros handles it. He's going for Lawler for the corner. And it, oh, Nick Marshall broke it up in the end zone. Marshall coming over. Hit Lawler, who had it in his hands. Well done by Nick. It'll be second down.
And now it's Zach Kolaros' turn to get up slowly. Great play by Nick Marshall. I actually thought he was going to go for the interception here. The ball was in the air, and that looked like a play Nick Marshall would normally go for, but instead he just makes sure that he makes contact with Lawler. Second and 10, and Zach Kolaros is really hurting right now.
Marshall smart with how he made contact,
yeah,
too. He didn't put all his lumber into it.
That's a great point.
Very well done by Nick Marshall on that play. Second and 10. Tights will blitz right side. Draw play to Harris. Tights missed the tackle. Another one missed by Henry. Harris pushing forward past the 22-yard line. And a draw play on second and 10. It'll be a Bombers first down.
And that time, unfortunately, they ran the right play against that blitz. Right? is hand the ball off, get Harris underneath the blitzer, and he does the rest to get the Riders in a, I mean, the Bombers in a first and 10 on the Riders 22.
Just over 10 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Riders in a three-point hole. Bombers looking to make that a little deeper. Riders showing a bunch. They're sixth at the line. Harris made the first man miss. Runs over Godfrey Onyeka. Drives down to the 16-yard line. Harris with a pickup of about five or six.
And now it's the Bombers trying to retake this line of scrimmage. And the Riders making a couple changes. Guys have been out there for a while. This has been another long drive. They need to get off the field here and hold this team to a field goal.
Well, they don't have as many bodies to make those changes,
sure don't.
Right? Second, and they officially call it four. Kolaros, straight five-step drop, looking for the end zone. Lawler, he's dragged down by Campbell at the one in an obvious pass interference. They threw the flag right at Campbell's feet, and this is going to be first and goal for the Bombers.
Yeah, unfortunately, they just get tied up here. And this is a young guy, Christian Campbell, former sixth-round pick by Arizona. What I was going to say is his coverage was good, but Lawler ended up breaking down as if he was going to make a cut. And when Campbell tried to adjust, he slipped and took out him and the legs of Lawler. And now Edom is down.
Oh, my God.
And
you cannot afford that.
That is probably worst case Ontario here for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, is having one of your captains of the defense down, and he looks very uncomfortable.
Yeah, he's on the ground 15 yards deep to the edge of the end zone, rolling in pain. Edom, on the pass interference call, Kolaros threw it. Edom tried to make a diving interception, and he is still on the ground in pain. It wouldn't have counted, but that's Mike Edom, right, sacrificing the body as they look at his right arm and right shoulder.
I've really been impressed by Edom this year, and not necessarily about his play, just about the maturity he's shown as a leader.
We got a commercial break with the injury, Luke. We go for Agco and SaskTel. 9-12 remains. Riders in a 12-9 hole in the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Remains in the third quarter. Riders down 12-9. Bombers with the ball first and goal from the 1 yard line. We just had an injury break. Injury report brought to you by WorkSafe Saskatchewan. Even one injury is too many. Make zero your mission at home, work, and play.
Got to stay onside here if you're the Riders.
They've been offside on both second and goals so far. McGuire flagged down for offside. You hear the explosion. McGuire is in again. And the Bombers extend their lead to 18-9. And the banjo celebrations are out. Jamarcus Hardrick has no idea how to play a banjo.
Hardrick has never seen a banjo in his life. Ever.
The drummer, Mike Miller, was not getting it done. That's a terrible band. They would have been awful to listen to.
It's Winnipeg.
And the in-house band here is actually pretty good. But that would have been terrible music.
It's Winnipeg.
18-9, the Bombers lead. And Luke, you were saying you still have not seen Cody Fajardo on the far sideline.
No, and now Harker's warming up. So Fajardo has yet to come back out here. And again, we were talking about it. He got landed on when they sacked him the last time. Between Jake Thomas and Willie Jefferson, that's a lot of tonnage.
Leggio's kick is up, and hey, he made one. 8:35 remains. Riders now in a 10-point hole. It is 19-9 on the Cooperatives Rough Rider Radio Network. We go to break for Agco and SaskTel. We'll recap the touchdown drive when we return on the Cooperatives Rough Rider Radio Network. .35 remains in the third quarter. Riders now down 19-9 after a 10-play, 57-yard touchdown drive capped once again by Sean McGuire. And once again, if you took Sean McGuire in CFL Fantasy, congratulations, because you are way smarter than I am. That's unbelievable. Our touchdown drives brought to you by Smooth 42 Craft Distillery, inventors of Create Eco Vodka, Saskatchewan's best price spirit. Make it your own with Create Eco Vodka.
A little bit of a dumbfounded mood on the Riders sideline right now. Here's the thing. It's not as if the Bombers haven't seen film on Isaac Harker. There is some. Normally you account for. The one thing I'm looking forward to is Isaac Harker here comes into the game. He's not going to be afraid to throw the football, right? He's not going to be afraid to throw the football. They're going to be able to protect him if they continue to pound the ball like they were in the first half.
Short kickoff has to be taken by Keon Adams at the 20. Nice catch, yeah. And he's upfield 35, and he's wrestled down by Mike Miller. Keon Adams.
That, my friend, is my favorite play in football. The rule is, as a fullback and a defensive lineman, if you catch the ball, you beat one person and then just get whatever you can. I remember that happened to me in Toronto, and it was the best feeling in the world. And I did beat my one guy.
Yes.
I followed the rules.
Mullinder's mission to beat one guy. Isaac Harker into the game, replacing an injured Cody Fajardo for his career. 44 of 61 for 467 yards.
Yeah, he can spin the ball. And again, I expect him and the Riders to remain aggressive.
Tight end and a fullback in this formation. First and 10 from the 35. They will give it to William Powell. No, he'll keep it and flip it out to Kyron Moore. Made a man miss. 40-45. He's dragged down by Shane Gauthier, but a little flip pass to Kyron Moore for 13.
And remember when I said that the Bombers probably want to stop the leaks? That's what I was talking about, right? Overloading sides. They got Kyron in space one-on-one. It was a good job by the defensive back to hold Kyron up and delay him as long as that. Because if Kyron beats him right away, he might be in the end zone.
First and 10 now from their own 48-yard line. Powell in the backfield. They motion two receivers to the left-hand side. Fake it, and they will hitch it out to Kyron Moore again. Made the first man miss, 50. And he'll be wrestled out and thrown out by Deatrick Nichols, one of the leading tacklers in the Canadian Football League. Kyron with a gain of 3.
And for Jason Moss, these are very smart play calls, right? Because you're getting quick throws and easy throws for your backup quarterback to get used to the game pace.
Two passes, two completions. You start to feel a little better about yourself. What can you do, though, as you're caught in second, and they call it 6 officially? Kean Schaefer-Baker motions late to the wide side of the field. Four-man pressure. Harker looking for Schaefer-Baker on a double move. Has to scramble. Fakes throwing it. He'll get the first down, diving forward to the 50-yard line. Isaac Harker scrambling for a Riders first down.
Lots of poise there. I like it. And as good of a gain as that was, he was not in a rush to get out of the pocket there. He made sure all of his progressions had been made before he took off for the first down.
Under 7 to go here in the third quarter. Riders driving, first and 10 in Bomber territory. Fake the handoff. Pressure again. He just throws it away at the feet of Ricardo Lewis. Alden Darby came in untouched. Yeah. And it'll be second down.
And right away, Richie Hall changes the game script right away, right? 2-3 successful plays. And what do? They load up the line. They send the house. Let's get this kid thinking a little bit quicker. Now, second and 10. It's going to be interesting what the Riders throw. Might be a draw or a screen here to help them out. And especially, it's going to be interesting to see what the Bombers do.
Harker was pretty calm, though. He knows, yep. I got to throw this ball away. He did it beautifully. And we have a stoppage in play before this second and 10 call. The referee was itchy, he indicated to another sideline official. And we will go again. Second and 10 from the 51 on the edge of Lawther field goal range. Bombers showing 5, they bring 4. Deep drop. Harker hit as he throws for Schaefer-Baker. What a catch! Leaping catch, put a foot down at the 32. All Kean Schaefer-Baker does is make first down catches.
And kudos to Isaac Harker because he takes a licking here on this throw. He knows he's going to get hit because he's got to wait for his receiver to make his cut. Schaefer-Baker, phenomenal catch.
Schaefer-Baker. First and 10, Bombers 32-yard line. Snap. Give it to Powell. Oh, he's shut down immediately by Casey Sales and dropped by Jackson Jeffcoat. Sales did a great job in the interior. That's a loss of two.
And the concerning thing here on second and 12 now is that the lick that Harker took was not because of a blitz. It was simply a D-line winning his one-on-one pass rush.
Remember, they carry only two quarterbacks now. The next quarterback up would be Nick Marshall, and that defensive backfield already depleted. Five-man rush. They'll give it to Powell, left edge. He'll get back some yards before he's brought down by Jesse Briggs. He's to the 30, just outside the 30. Third and a bunch, and Brett Lawther will come on to make this a seven-point game.
And I know that I've talked a lot about needing to get the ball across the goal line, but in this instance, that was the right play call for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. You got a backup QB in there. He's a young kid. He's just taking a couple hits. Let's get some points on the board for him. Let's try to keep this game as close as possible. We're only down seven if we convert this.
And the if we convert this, we've seen some really, not with the Riders, but troubled kicking across the CFL this year. From the 39, Lawther, the kick is up, and he pushed it right. Nelson at the very back of the end zone is going to try to return it. And he's out. Five, broke a tackle, 10, wrestled down at the 15-yard line. Who made that? Josiah St. John? That's a heck of a tackle. If it was, and it was. Well done, Josiah St. John, the big lineman, getting down there.
You got to hit those. You got to hit those.
You really do, because it remains a two-score game. It's a field goal attempt, and they are all brought to you by Affinity Credit Union. Supporting local makes sense for Saskatchewan. Unbank yourself. We will go to break for our friends at Sulphur Group and Western Ag Professional Agronomy. 4:20 to go in the third. Riders down 10 on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back in Winnipeg, 4:20 remains in the third quarter after the Lawther missed field goal. A 39-yard attempt to travel a long, long way, but went wide right. Riders down 19-9. Injury update, everybody is injured. Here's what we have right now. Ailey Buca is in at safety for Mike Edom. As Luke astutely pointed out during the break, that is all the defensive backs they have now.
They're literally on their last legs.
They really, really are. Nick Marshall, Christian Campbell, Damon Webb is now the field half, and Blaise Brown's the starter. Here's Andrew Harris, and he's wrestled down immediately. The big arms of Jonathan Woodard gave him virtually nothing from the 16. They might give him just 1 yard. Well, and there are no replacement defensive backs, Luke. It's a real rough spot to be in. They were already in a rough spot, and it's just gotten rougher.
Yeah, because what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to – what they do is they put Onyeka back in the secondary, and they'd make one of the backup Herdman Reed brothers or maybe Marquise Gates play that strong side. But again, not an ideal situation, obviously.
This is pretty good. Second and 9. Bombers at the 17. They got the Riders to jump, though. So many Riders jumped. I feel like they may take Stanley Bryant for this.
No, doesn't look like it.
No?
Well, the Riders don't expect them to take Stanley Bryant for it.
Saskatchewan, yeah. Number 74. Ah. 5 yard
shoot.
Penalty.
Because you can't encroach, right? Like you can come out of your stance, but you can't go over that 1 yard line.
Yeah. Mac Henry called for it. A 5 yard penalty. Still only second and four.
Well, it changes the entire rollout of this play, unfortunately. Right? Like,
yeah.
More of the playbook's open now. They're comfortable in the second five situation here.
They might just quarterback sneak it because they snuck it on second and three earlier. Calaro straight drop, five-man pressure. Oh, he's hit as he throws and broken up by Blaise Brown.
Great play.
Beautifully done by Brown, intended for Wolitarski, and the defense is going to get off the field.
Well, great call, first of all, from Jason Shivers to send pressure, right? He noticed that they're starting to struggle, and Calaros is getting a little bit more time than they would like to throw the football, so he throws pressure in again, and Blaise Brown coming up with probably what will be the biggest pass breakup of this game for the Riders. It's a chance to stop all of the momentum Winnipeg is gaining here.
And Calaros took another pop on that one.
Yeah, and with a good return, they're going to have great field position.
Bring me all the Jamal Morrow that you have. Standing at his own 42-yard line, awaiting the Leggio punt. Just don't jump offside. There we go. Leggio's kick, he hangs it up. This is a nice punt. Morrow will take it on the numbers at the 40. Bus outside, 45, 50. Morrow gets 14 of those yards back.
Yeah.
A good little return sets up the Riders just inside midfield as we go back to break for Redhead Equipment and Quality Tire. Riders down 10 with 2:47 to go in the third quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 2:47 left in the third quarter. Riders down 19-9. Kyron Moore, 4 catches for 55 yards. Kian Schaefer-Baker, 5 catches for 58 yards. The leading receiver responding well to being in at that boundary wide receiver spot. When you go to a Rider game, there are jerseys of every size and color and type.
Yes, there are.
It's much the same here. There's a Nick Dembski. There's a Buck Pierce. There's a Glenn January jersey down there. That is a great, that's a deeper cut.
We called him Big Republican in the locker room.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. He was a political enthusiast. Look, I see a Zarka jersey to my left. Back to the Canuck truck.
I feel for the kid who's stuck in the Matt Nichols jersey, but he'll grow out of that.
Yeah.
Isaac Harker in at quarterback after Cody Fajardo left with an injury. Double blitz each edge. Quickly hit screen to Kyron Moore, 55. The end of the 50, the Rider Bombers territory, Adam Big Hill helps bring him down. Kyron Moore very close to a first down.
Well, great recognition by Kyron because he understood the ball was going to come out fast based on what Winnipeg was going to do. And even better recognition by Isaac Harker to get the ball out into Kyron's hands quickly. He understands where he knew or where his opportunity was going to be in the face of that pressure.
Second and one from the Bomber 47. Dupuis and an extra lineman to the right. Dupuis leaks into the backfield. They'll give it to Powell behind Dupuis. Left side, made a man miss at the line. Cuts back, 40. This is old school. William Powell inside the 40 for a pickup of 9.
Yeah, Alexander Dupuis essentially identifies where the run is going by the way he backs up in his motion, right? Because you're backing up. You're taking a couple steps back to be able to tackle line of scrimmage. And even though the Bombers picked up on it, they missed the first tackle, and Powell got him the first down.
Willie P, 15 carries for 81 yards so far. 90 seconds to go in the third, first and 10 from the 38. Give it to Powell again. Oh, broke a tackle in the backfield. He'll fall forward for a couple more yards before Jake Thomas brings him down just outside the Bomber 35.
And it's such a quick change of direction even before he had the football, because there was a Winnipeg defensive lineman in his face immediately, and he still managed to turn that into a 2-yard gain.
Second and 8.
I love the way Harker's playing right now.
He does not lack confidence.
No.
Not from the first throw of the Hamilton game, week 1 of 2019. 4 receivers into the short side, clear out the backfield. Harker dropping, flag down. It is caught by Kian Schaefer-Baker at 25, running the sideline, 20, drops the head, and he's forced out, then thrown into the advertising boards at the 15-yard line, flagged down back by the original line of scrimmage. Will it affect the 21-yard catch? It appears it will.
Offside, Saskatchewan number 81, 5-yard penalty. It remains second down.
Mitch Picton called for offside.
Well, in these situations, you got to understand that being late to the line of scrimmage is actually better than nothing, because you can't take away your opportunities against a really good defense, right? Especially a defense that's approaching the fourth quarter only having allowed 3 points all season.
In those fourth quarters, yeah. Second and 13 now at the Bomber 41-yard line. Powell was out wide. He goes back into the backfield. 3 receivers to the right. Harker looking to his left. Has to scramble out. Willie's got it from behind. Strip sack. Somebody jump on that football. And it will be Logan Furland pouncing on it at the 50-yard line. And there's pushing and shoving between Jeffcoat and Lauderdale. You saw that coming from Isaac Harker's backside. You knew the strip sack was about to happen.
Well, these last 2 plays have been disastrous from the green and white. You've got a penalty, and now you take yourself out of field goal range, right? So you had an opportunity to bring it within 7. And unfortunately, you're not going to be able to do that. Mike Edom is out of the game. He's actually the way they're treating Edom on the side here is they might be bringing him to the ambulance. I'm worried.
Oh, yeah. He's holding his right wrist at 90 degrees, which shoulder injury. He's
generally
talking to the crowd.
A break.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Charles Nelson, 15-yard no yards call will happen against the Riders here as he came up to take it. And is it Jake Hardy smacking himself in the head going, can't believe I didn't see it.
And Theadric Hansen wants a tackle so bad that he's willing to tackle his own player. Dummy.
2.0.
Come on, Winnipeg.
And that is the end of the third quarter. Zeros are on the clock. We go to break for Battery Depot by CAA, Young's Equipment, and SGI. Take care out there. The scoreboard for Quality Tire at Quality Tire. They know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. Riders down 19-9 with the fourth quarter pending on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. 15 minutes remain in the Banjo Bowl. The Riders are still in it, trailing 19-9. Thank you so much for being with us. Wherever you're listening, however you're getting us, Luke and I seriously appreciate you being with us on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. We are in the broadcast booth, complete with turkey subs, brought to you by McDougal Auctioneers. Best in the bidding business, McDougalBay.com. Cody Fajardo out of this game with an injury. We haven't seen him on the sidelines since he took the sack from Willie Jefferson and someone else. And Luke, you said guys landed right on top of him. We did see Mike Edom leaving, though.
Yeah, Mike Edom left. He's probably getting escorted to the hospital. They're probably going to brace up what looks to be a broken wrist or something wrong with the shoulder, definitely. No sign of Calero. So it looks like, no sign of Fajardo. Sorry, Rider Nation. No sign of Fajardo. So it looks like it's Isaac Harker's game. And I'm going to be honest with you, I don't mind him in there because, he's not afraid of anything. He's going to throw the ball. And I really appreciate the way that Jason Moss has rolled out the offensive play calling since he's taken over the helm as the quarterback here. But this is the concern right here for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders is how to slow down this Bombers offense that's getting momentum, except for the last drive, obviously, that they do have the momentum. And this crowd's full of energy right now, and that's going to give them a little bit more pep in their step.
They brought essentially eight defensive backs. The Sam linebacker's a defensive back. Let's just call it what it is. They brought eight defensive backs. Two of them are already out of the game. A.J. Hendy because of an ejection. Mike Edom because of an injury. They are down to their last six defensive backs. They all have to play every snap, and then that means there are more special team snaps to go around as well.
Yeah. It's
tough going.
And you're right, DT, and that's what you're going to have to really listen out for on the sideline. You've got to recognize, okay, well, if I'm a backup on the punt team, on the kick return team, I need to know if I'm out there. There can't be any drop-off on special teams.
You can't have 13 players out there. You can't get caught with 11, exactly, because any one play could take you out of this game. First and 10, Bombers at their own 46 in this first play of the fourth quarter. Kolaros keeps it. Flips it out to Rashid Bailey, and the nice tackle, Blaise Brown with another nice play. Bailey then falls at the 50-yard line to pick up a four.
Yeah, the Riders do a lot better job than the Bombers when it comes to these defending these flat routes, especially when they catch the defenders organically behind the football. The whole team rallied there, and it's what got them into the second and six. That very well could have been second and eight or one.
Blaise Brown, a great pass breakup in that third quarter. A nice tackle there. He is out wide, and that's where Rashid Bailey will go. Second and six, five-man pressure. Kolaros pressure right up the middle. He escapes, and he throws on the run, and there's Woletarski because, of course, the tackle by Micah Tights at the Rider 46-yard line, a first down for the Bombers.
And again, when you do a good job covering your receiver in the actual route, and the quarterback gets out of the pocket and the receiver just sort of freestyles the rest of it, that's what makes it hard. So good job initially by Christian Campbell here, but Zach Caleros extending the play and still looking downfield to throw the ball is what eventually ends up being the kryptonite here for Campbell.
Anthony Lanier, the first-year man out of Alabama A&M with the pressure. Deion Lacey jumped over top of him to then in the ensuing quarterback pressure. Kolaros doing Kolaros things on that play now. 16 of 21 for 199. Right hash mark. Riders 49-yard line, first at 44-yard line, first and 10, little run blitz. Harris right side, and he'll be dragged down. That's a nice tackle by Mac Henry, holding Harris to virtually no gain, and Harris will be a little slow getting up.
Yeah, the defense knew, I'm not sure if they knew, but they were willing to sell out there to stop Harris, even if it was at the detriment of maybe a different play. They came for the run at that point, and Harris doing a good job of staying in. He's banged up. Second and 10. Let's get off the field here if you're the green and white. But unfortunately, Caleros has had a lot of time in the pocket here in these situations.
Haley Buca back as the lone safety. Oh, and did they get the Riders to jump with the stutter motion? I think they did. On second and 10. Or is Keon Adams lined up off?
No, that was Max.
Number 74.
That's Max's second.
Again.
That's the second time Max done that. And here's the thing. So it's just, that's the third time in probably four plays or five plays that the Riders have shot themselves in the foot and really given the Bombers an opportunity that they didn't deserve.
Second and 10 becomes second and five, right? That's a substantial change. See if the Riders can get a stop. They're going to need some fairly soon. Five-man pressure. Kolaros backpedals. Oh, he's wide open. It's Darvin Adams. Burn Blaise Brown, and he walks into the end zone. Zach Kolaros to Darvin Adams, and it's now 25-9 for the Bombers.
Just too much. Too much time. One-on-one situation. No safeties. Darvin Adams wins. Saskatchewan stuck 16 points.
Take a look at the replay.
It's just a stutter and go, and there's no safety. The Riders have loaded the line of scrimmage, and here's the reason. Here's the reason why they load the line of scrimmage. Because the Winnipeg Blue Bombers can run the football in a second five situation.
Yeah.
You know what they're not going to do? If it's second and 10, load the line of scrimmage. They're going to play D. So, again, Mac Henry's mistake and offside there just absolutely detrimental to the overall schematics and rollout of the next play. And it equates to a touchdown for the Blue Bombers.
Shades of the Lucky Whitehead touchdown from week number one in that as Legio's convert is up.
Oh, look.
Good.
Not Legio's kicking field goal, though, is it?
12-11 remains in the fourth quarter. The Riders now down 26-9. We'll go to break for Nutrient Ag Solutions and AgCo. We'll recap the touchdown drive. And yes, shades of week number one with that one. We'll discuss that when we return on the Cooperative's Rough Rider Radio Network. 12-11 remains in the fourth quarter. The Bombers now down 26-9. Sixth play, 71-yard touchdown drive capped with the Darvin Adams touchdown. Touchdown drive brought to you by Smooth 42 Craft Distillery. Inventors of Create Eco Vodka, Saskatchewan's best price spirit. Make it your own with Create Eco Vodka.
Oh,
God, it's loud here.
Yeah, that's the worst.
So loud.
All these drunken fans. Poor Saskatchewan fans. I'm looking at the Riders guys, the Riders fans, and they're all just sitting with a look of hopelessness and despair while these blue and gold wearing Bomber fans just lap it all up.
That's a Joe Lobendon jersey down there, by the way.
Jolo. Shout out to Jolo.
Speaking of deep cuts, it's Morrow from his 12 in the kickoff 25. Dropped his head on a man at the 30. Oh, he knocked Kevin Brown, who looked a little dizzy. Jamal Morrow.
Yeah, that was like two trains running into each other, DT.
Mm-hmm. And some bodies will be pulled off the pile. And let's get to the Isaac Harker offense with 12:05 to go. Harker in for the Cody Fajardo injury. We hope to find out more about that with Coach Dickinson in the postgame show. Unfortunately, there will be a lot of Rider injuries to talk about.
Well, and one of the things that is going to unfortunately come unless something drastic happens here, DT, is there's going to be a lot of outside noise that the Riders are going to have to deal with in terms of questioning the guys that they have on the field. And
high snap, fake the handoff. Dropping, looking for Kean Schaefer. Baker wasn't open. Harker will scramble and slide in front of Adam Big Hill at the 35-yard line. Called a pickup of four.
Yeah, Adam Big Hill, he's just sort of hanging out in that zone. They know now that, unfortunately for the Riders, they're going to have to be pass heavy. So the tactics that were working for the Riders no longer actually fit the game plan because they need some scores. And, again, this is a defense that has only allowed 3 points in all of the four quarters they played in this season.
Let's find seven. How do we find seven? Harker, straight drop on second and six, steps up under pressure. He's gunning for Kyron Moore, hangs in the air. Kyron pushed. Did he make the catch? It may have bobbled it. They'll rule it incomplete at the 38-yard line.
Well, I'd like to see a replay on this because it's close.
Harker chucking it up to the field. Kyron falling back.
Yeah, it did hit the ground. I hate this angle we're on in the broadcasting booth because we just don't know sort of the end goal until we see the incident replay.
Yeah.
Right? Although I doubt on that one, if we were on the 50 exactly, we would have seen it anyways. Regardless, it didn't happen for the Riders.
Third and six with under 11 to go. This is probably the last time the Riders can conceivably punt in this game. Down three scores. John Ryan standing at his own 23. Charles Nelson at his 30 awaiting the return. And he just got it off before the play clock expired. High arcing punt. It's Nelson from the 23. Cuts back inside. Francis slowed him down. 30, 35. Godfrey Onyeka in on the tackle. And another Rider in there as well. We're going to go to break for Quality Tire and Seedmaster. Riders down 26-9 with 10:24 to go on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. .10:24 to go in the Banjo Bowl. Riders down 26-9. William Powell there. His best game of the season so far. 16 for 83. But Luke, we're at the point where William Powell in the running game is not going to contribute anymore because they're down three scores.
Yeah, you're in pass mode now. And unfortunately, Richie Hall's defense, what he's going to do is he's going to get into his Tiger package, which he uses when he normally has a team that's got their back against the wall and has to throw the football. But here, the concerning thing is if you're Winnipeg, you got an opportunity to really separate yourself, not just from the Riders, but the rest of the league. The narrative to this point has been these are the two best football teams in the Canadian Football League, and the lopsided scores, or at least the potential for the lopsided scores in both games here, is probably pretty motivating here for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
They would be two games clear of every other team in the CFL. That's a decent cushion, even this early. Riders showing blitz. They put six in the line, including two linebackers. Harris left side, 40-yard line before he is brought down. Pete Robertson in on the tackle. There we go.
And one of the other sort of elements here is that, unfortunately, against a really good team, you're kind of seeing the holes that a lot of people suspected existed in this roster. Now.
Yeah. Micah Johnson playing on an injured ankle. Garrett Marino hurt his ankle early in the game, then got ejected. A.C. Leonard suspended for two games, brings up more defensive ends. Three-man front here for second and six. They'll give it to Harris again. And Harris down. Nicely done by Robertson to get penetration. Harris got maybe a yard. Third and five, and the Riders are going to get the ball right back.
9:10 left in the game.
Got
time.
The
Riders are going to get the ball back. There's still time. You're just going to have to come up with some really quick, not adjustments, but just, you know, you're going to have to find the open receiver here and get pretty creative in the way you, because the Bombers, the other thing about the Bombers is right now they don't have to play man defense, right?
Right.
They can switch to zone and just sort of make the Riders, you know, take the underneath routes. I doubt they'll see looks where there's no safety, for instance, right?
Yeah. Moore Morrow standing at his own 20.
It starts right here with a good punt return.
Mark Leggio going to aim for the right sideline. He'll push Morrow that way. It'll bounce on the 30. Morrow at the 25, and not a lot of room for him. He cuts back on one man, and there's Mike Miller racing down to make the tackle.
Miller came into this game only needing two special teams tackles for 200, so... And I think he might have hit that with that tackle.
And he did. We will go back to break. 8:15 remains here in the third quarter for Salford Group and Sask Lotteries. Riders driving for a score, we hope, on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. .15 remains in the Banjo Bowl. Riders down 26-9. Back on offense. They'll go first and 10 from their own 33-yard line. Triple header in the CFL on this day. Calgary, Edmonton next, and then BC will beat Ottawa by 30, 32, 45.
Where's that game being played, in Ottawa or
that BC? One's in BC.
Oh, that's a long way to travel for Ottawa, so hopefully that comes into play.
Isaac Harker resumes.
Not sure why there's a fullback in here for Saskatchewan.
They're going to hand it to Powell.
And I'm also not sure why they're handing the ball off at this point.
Well, you don't just find 3 yards anywhere. There's Powell before Adam Big Hill and friends bring him down.
Well, if they're going to play some zones, too, in Winnipeg here, you got to run guys and just run into spaces, right? So short routes, sit routes. But running is a peculiar approach.
Dupuis still in the game for 2nd and 7, 3-man front. Harker got some time. Wanake and Schaefer-Baker takes him, breaks a tackle, and then gets stuck by the safety, Brandon Alexander, looking to push the pile forward. Kean Schaefer-Baker good for 9 yards and a Riders first down.
And that's where the approach should be, right, is crossing routes. And but again, I can't really fault them. It worked out, right?
Yeah.
They got into a situation where they found the right play call. It's just probably not the best idea consistently.
1st and 10 from the 45. 3-man pressure. Harker's got all day. There's Schaefer-Baker leaping and trying to make the catch. Dove for it. Incomplete. It'll be 2nd down. Harker is so calm. Like, the play before this, he looked at Schaefer-Baker, looked off him, and then came back to him knowing it would eventually come open.
Well, there's no pressure on him.
That's right? Well, that's
he's
true,
the backup
too.
Quarterback can go out here and sling the rock. And again, what I was talking about, Winnipeg's sitting in zones, right? So you're just going to have to identify where to take advantage. Now they look like they're getting in man.
They show 4 at the line of scrimmage. The Riders will motion a couple of receivers to the left. 2nd and 10 from the 45. Harker pressure to space, guns, caught. Ricardo Lewis into Bomber territory. Then he is stuck by Deatrick Nichols. So Lewis's first catch and a Riders first down.
Yeah, the Bombers show zone and or man, and then they flip it and they get into the zone look anyway. So basically they're just, and that's sometimes frustrating when you're in Richie Hall's defense, and sometimes it seems like you give up routes on purpose. Let's see if the Riders can take advantage.
Bombers had 2 backups in. They put Willie and the other starter back into the game. Lewis again, 50. That'll be a pickup of 5, and he's wrestled down. They had Rockmore, and they had another guy in there. Toby Antigua, and they put the starters back in because they've had enough of this drive already. That's funny. 2nd and 5 for the Riders at the 50-yard line. Time is a factor here. They're down 3 scores, and we're under 6 to go. They got to get to the end zone. Harker one-hands the snap, trying to set up a screen. He'll go down under pressure. The pressure from Antigua and Teadrick Hansen with a sack. It'll be 3rd down, and the Riders have to go for it.
So in Richie Hall's defense, this move is called a change. So what happens is the defensive end goes up and under and basically occupies the B gap, and the tackle comes around to make sure there's contain, and that's exactly what happened. Isaac Harker wanted to get outside when he saw Antigua go under, and Jake Thomas or whoever the tackle was finished the job off by getting the contain. 3rd and 1 million.
4 defensive ends in the game. They're all going to rush. Harker pump fake, steps up, drops it to Lenius, and he's tackled at midfield. Adam Big Hill doing Adam Big Hill things, and the Riders will turn it over on downs with 4:55 to go. Just nothing for Harker to hit.
Well, no, here's the problem. There was a lot of options for Harker to hit, but none of them went past the 1st down sticks, right? Like, that's what Richie Hall's going to do. He's going to sit there, and he's just going to be like, don't worry. Eventually, they're going to run themselves into a situation where they need to get larger yards. And sometimes, I mean, your conditioning, that's why your conditioning's got to be good in a Richie Hall D. Sometimes it gets frustrating, like I said, it just seemingly giving up plays. But here, hey, listen, there's plenty of time in this game left. Pride is now a factor, so you got to keep coming out here and going to work.
Just getting down to 4:30. Riders showing a run blitz. They'll give it to Harris. Hit in the backfield. Spins off it. Broke McHenry's tackle. Oh, if he made the safety miss, it would have been done. He's down to the 41-yard line on a pickup of 14 for Harris.
And what I say, pride is on the line. Shivers dials up the right call, and you got 2 defensive linemen, one of which has cost the Riders by jumping offside, both of them missing tackles. Andrew Harris now getting the first down on the ground.
It has been a very rough game for Mac Henry. Very rough game for Mac Henry.
Yeah, Mike Idem's back, by the way, with a cast on his right arm.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That spells prolonged absence for a team that did not need. That's now three defensive backs that are injured. Trouble with the handoff. Harris takes it, and he'll try to push forward at the 40 as we're now down under 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, well, they right there was confusion. Andrew Harris must have lined up on the wrong side because Caleros turned out to offer the handoff to come on the upside. Yeah, you know what? Here's the more concerning part is it's Mike Edom. Mike Edom has been the leader of this defense since training camp opened up. Been a vocal leader. It's been a physical presence. And to see him coming out now with a cast on his arm is just it's really tough news when you consider you've got a lot of football left in this season, even though it's shortened. There's a ton of football left.
This may well be the final play before the three-minute warning. Five-man pressure. Kolaris going deep for Lawler on Campbell. And I don't even have to tell you, because the crowd is telling you, it's another bomber touchdown.
And that's a one-on-one situation where Lawler just gets leverage, and Zach Kolaris, unfortunately, puts it right on the money. The Riders aren't able to manufacture any type of pressure up front, and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are now rubbing the Riders' noses in it. Hey, and rightfully so, this is a rivalry game, right? You want to kick a dog when it's down in a rivalry game. And pride is on the line. I'm a prideful guy. I never liked being out in these situations and getting the score ran up on us. And 32-9. Whew.
Well.
And now they're bringing this stupid Banjo Bowl trophy out.
Let's hope Mike Edom with his one good arm can go over and smash it up a little bit.
Yeah, just steal it and throw it.
Mark Leggio, convert pending, to make this a 24-point game. It is up, and it is good. 2:40 remains. The Riders down 33-9 now as they look set to lose both ends of the home-and-home, the Labor Day and the Banjo Bowl. We will go to break for Bear Crop Science. Science for a Better Life and spreads.ca. The three-minute warning for Brett Young Seeds. Get game-changing pod shatter and disease resistance. Visit your local seed supplier or brettyoung.ca to learn more about Brett Young's Defend R-rated canola hybrids. Back to Winnipeg after this on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network. .240 remains in the Banjo Bowl. Riders taking one on the chin today, down 33-9. The Bombers are a good team, but the injuries, the suspension, and the in-game injuries have absolutely crippled the Riders on this day. Unable to get pressure on Zach Caleros. They were much more able to keep Willie Jefferson and company at bay. But ultimately, Winnipeg's offense has been overwhelming.
Well, more importantly, too, is that I'm not sure how many games this is the Riders have gone without a touchdown, but it's been a while.
Here's Morrow from his 10-yard line. Straight up field, angle 20. Can he get to the edge? 25, 30. And he'll be brought down at the 30-yard line. T'Edrick Hansen and Kevin Brown in on the tackle. When was the final touchdown in the Ottawa game? As I dig back into the records, because it's been, this will be eight quarters plus whatever there was in week three, right? Boop, 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 boop. See what Isaac Harker can potentially put together. Third quarter touchdown in the Ottawa game. I believe it was the last one. Harker gunning, and it's Mitchell Picton. Broke a tackle, 35, and the 40, crossed to the 42-yard line. Alden Darby with the tackle. Mitchell Picton with a first down.
Precise throw from Isaac Harker. He put his foot into that one, which is good. And a good catch and run by Mitch Picton, who we haven't really heard from in a long time.
41-yard line, first and 10, looking to his left. It's Kian Schaefer-Baker on an in route. He gives up some yards after catching it. Oh, they break some tackles. Big Hill slipped off him.
Oh, the no.
Bombers are saying there's a fumble.
Oh, no.
It's a pickup of six, but do the Riders get to keep the ball?
Hopefully one part of Schaefer Baker's arm or leg, something hits the ground here before this is this ball comes out. Showing the replay now, it does. Yeah, he's down for sure.
Okay, so. Good. Derek Jones had, or Mike Jones, excuse me, had the ball when he got up. Derek Jones, their defensive back from last year.
Yeah, you admire the attempted second effort when there's ball, when there's tacklers around you, but you still got to secure the football.
Second and four, Schaefer Baker, the leading receiver in the game. Handed off to Powell straight up the middle. He is hit. He'll push forward, trying to find his way to midfield. Excuse me, find his way to the 50-yard line. Needed the 51 for the first down. It'll be third down, Riders.
Now, if I'm Richie Hall, I'm not sure. Do I load the line of scrimmage up, give him a blitz look, and then bail? Looks like they're just going to play this straight up. So there probably is going to be somebody open very early on here. Oh, no, they are bringing guys up.
Double tight end fullback, Harker for the sneak on third and two. Left side, and he will not get there. Jonathan Kongbo throws him to the ground. Alden Darby in on there. Sneaks are not Harker's strength at all. Well, and the Riders will turn it over on
downs.
Here's
the thing. It's a stupid idea. That's a terrible call.
Yeah.
It's third and two. What are you doing? What are you doing? It's third and two.
Run a play.
If there's anything you know that Richie Hall's going to give you in this situation, it's the first 5 yards. Richie Hall's literally going to donate to you.
Yeah.
Like it's the United way. Donate those yardage to you. He doesn't care. It's the end zone you got to cross. What a terrible call.
You're not trying to get the first down. You're trying to run some plays and get Isaac some confidence, because who knows how long he'll have to play for. Brady Oliveira into the game. He busts through the middle. Oliveira down to the 42-yard line as we're under 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. And there's more pushing and shoving. Man, Michael Couture is mad at somebody. Everybody's mad at everybody in this one.
Wow. I wish the Riders would have been mad at the scoreboard, because they didn't do anything about it up there. That's where it counts.
Let's see, 169 and 89, so 258 in passing. Their offensive numbers are fine. None of them got them
into the
end zone.
No, they're not. See, I disagree with you on that. Their offensive numbers right now are 9. 9 points. That's their offensive numbers.
You did not wait for my qualifier.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
Oliveira left side.
I didn't know there was a qualifier, DJ.
Extra pushing and stuff because Anthony Lanier plants somebody in the ground. 269 plus rushing yards, 125, 130. 139 in rushing. However, none of them were inside the red zone.
And none of them equated to anything more than field goals.
Yeah.
You got 3 field goals. Big deal.
122 remains in this game. Please do stick with us for the post-game show. We'll hear from Coach Craig Dickinson, the offense and defensive stars of the game as well. And, I imagine the Sports Cage Radio Roundtable with Michael Ball will be...
Well,
worth a listen.
And that's the thing, DT, is that, again, there's going to be the amount of outside noise that is about to besiege the locker room of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders is it's going to be more than palpable, for sure. It's going to be something that they've got to do a great job of blocking out. And the problem is they're down one of their leaders.
We just had a measurement or on-field measurements for the Canadian Brewhouse. Book your NFL or NHL fantasy party at the Canadian Brewhouse and get a free large pizza for every 4 people in your group. That's all right. There's no pizza as we were prepping our NFL fantasy draft and kicking Sports Cage butt.
It's always...
Sean McGuire for the quarterback sneak, Luke, on third and one from the 40. The Riders jumped offside.
The Riders, this is bad. This is...
And then
stop pushing after the whistle.
Pete Robertson slammed McGuire to the ground for reasons unknown.
You're down 33-9. What are you doing? This is, and that's the thing. I'm okay with a loss.
That's one number 26. That penalty's declined. First down.
What I'm not okay with is giving up. Yeah. And when your coach dials up a sneak on second and two, when you're giving up. When you're down 33-9, you're giving up. It's preposterous.
Well, and here's the thing for me. Guys only get so many reps of game action, right? Why not just take one?
Evaluate.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to have Isaac do this, or we're going to throw a pass. We're going to force a pass into whoever. We'll put McInnes into the game. Whatever. Everybody on the line of scrimmage for the Bombers, first and 10 with 44 to go. give it to Oliveira. He will be wrapped up by Lanier after a gain of a couple. And yes, 40 seconds to go before the Banjo Bowl is done. This segment of the game for our friends at the Rough Rider Children's Hospital Foundation's Lottery, AGCO, and A&W.
Lot of questions about to be asked of the green and white.
And a decently tough team coming to Saskatchewan next week in the Toronto Argos. As the Bombers go to victory formation, Kolaros takes a knee with 19 on the clock, so the next one will be the last one. And Bombers fans celebrate doing the double over the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and putting a hammer lock on first place in the CFL's West Division. The ugliest trophy in sports being paraded up the sideline by Willie Jefferson as Kolaros kneels down. Jamarcus Hardrick makes like an airplane and heads for the end zone, and the Riders just want to go home before anybody else gets injured or gets in a fight. The final scoreboard for Quality Tire. At Quality Tire, they know tires and service. 10 locations across Saskatchewan and online at qualitytire.ca. Riders fall 33-9. The postgame show is next on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network.